This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
John, it's the Green Bay Packers that are complaining about the tush push. They would like to ban the play entirely. I'll let you go first.
Let me get out the violin. Let me get your box of tissue. And if you can't stop it, and I love the fact that they talk about there's no skill involved. If there was no skill involved, all the 31 other teams would be doing it and very successful at it as well. And it's just amazing to me that somebody would make this proposal and make it, you know, quote unquote, anonymous. You know, it's been reported, and, you know, Green Bay, Mark Murphy has talked about this a number of different times, how he wants this play outlawed. And I get it. Like, it used to be you could not advance a runner by pushing them from behind. But if you take that and you put that rule back into effect, how many different times have we seen guys? Heck, we saw offensive linemen. We saw Penei Sewell, pick up and throw a runner into the end zone. Like, that would then be a penalty,
right?
So I mean, you can't just say, well, on short yardage, you can't do this. You can't push a quarterback. The issue is, they've got a unique situation in Philadelphia. They've got one of the top two or three offensive lines. It's one of the bigger offensive lines, stronger offensive lines. They also have a quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and we've seen videos from him throughout high school, throughout college, and throughout the NFL of squatting 500 pounds. He is an absolute physical freak. This is what you get in the NFL. You get physical freaks in the NFL. They just happen to have one at quarterback, and this is a situation that he excels in. They have found a way, even switching out a center. Jason Kelce is out, and all of a sudden you insert a new guy, and they still are unstoppable in this. And, We all saw how Washington tried to stop it, right? They tried to jump the count, and it just wasn't going to happen. And they were told, if you continue to act like this, we're going to award the other team a touchdown. There are a lot of different ways you can try and stop this. It is very hard. You know the best way to stop it?
What?
Don't allow them into third and short.
Oh, there's
Don't
that.
Don't allow them down on the goal line, fourth and short. Like, do your work earlier so you don't get into that situation.
Easier said than done. There's always going to be a short yardage play or two, and it's a game of inches. But I would be in favor of banning this if everybody was doing it and everybody was converting it and it was just a boring, dumb play. But the only team doing it is Philadelphia. Therefore, it does take skill. Therefore, it should be a play that stays in the game.
Just because one team can do it and no one else can't. I think that's the ultimate reason to keep it.
Yes. Again, if it's an automatic first down, which is what the Packers contend, why aren't you guys doing it? I mean, am I stupid here? Like, if I ran an NFL team and this was truly a play that you could get any five offensive linemen and any old quarterback and you could convert it damn near every time, every team, all 32, should be doing it. If we reached that point, then I would understand where they're coming from. We're not at that point.
Well, Green Bay has a fairly athletic quarterback, right? He seems like a strong kid.
Did you see the video that we're posting yesterday? Him tripping over himself.
The ball wasn't snapped. There's a lot of different things that were going on in that. Yes,
but people are dunking on the Packers because they look like whiny babies right now,
and they are. There's no way around it. If you're going to complain about this, one of the most short yardage and goal line is where that's where men are made. And if you're going to complain about it and you can't be physical enough to stop them, or you can't find the answer to something that someone is doing, I mean, that's the simple solution. Find an answer. And there might not be one in that situation. You might not be able to stop them, so prevent them from getting into that situation, or live with the fact that they're going to convert third and fourth and short.
As the kids would say, it's a skill issue.
Is that what the kids say?
Yeah. Skill issue.
Skill issue?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Oh, okay. You just tell them to play better. Get good. If you don't like it, then play better. I mean, that's what this comes down to.
I mean, are we now going to say, well, you know, for Philly, boy, they have this tush push. They can also rush with four. You know, you can't rush with just four. I mean, that's that's how stupid this is. Like, they're really good. We can't block their front four, so we have to outlaw it because no one could stop it.
Is there anybody that wants it banned other than the whiny Green Bay Packers? Than soccer mom Karen and Green Bay?
It is. And I'm sure there's going to be people out there that are, you know, they're going to play the, oh, well, Jalen Hurts or the insert any quarterback could be hurt if a running back pushes him from behind. You're right. He's playing the game of football. He could be hurt on any one of the other 82 plays that he plays.
I did see some people say they'd like the defense to also be able to push their teammates.
You can.
So then just do that then. That's the counterbalance, right?
Right? It does. It's a scrum. So here is where I think there's great skill involved. First of all, snapping a ball between your legs and starting every play one-handed is not an easy thing to do. I'm talking about the center. And now all of a sudden, you line two or three 300-pounders plus one right on your head and one on each shoulder pad. And you snap that ball and you try and stay low and you try and drive. That is not an easy skill to master. It is a miserable skill. It's a terrible position to be in. It hurts like hell. But you know what feels really good? Is knowing that that team, I'm so good at what I'm doing, that team can't stop it. And that's where it all starts. It starts at the center position. And then both guards, they hunker in there, they get low, and they drive their feet. This is football 101. If you have ever played peewee football, middle school football, high school football, hey, short, choppy steps, low pad wins, this is what we all were taught as young football players.
I'm with you. 248-539-9797. You guys saw the tush push. You saw Philly use it. Saw him win the Super Bowl. Do you have an issue with the play? The Packers want to ban it. It started as an anonymous team. Dots were connected. It was reported Green Bay was sounding the wambulance. They don't want this play in football anymore. Like, John, I could hear them out if it was being abused by everybody, or if teams were running it four straight times. Like, it turned into a game of rugby where they're getting 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, three yards. And it's the same stupid, boring, monotonous play over and over again.
Or if it led to a number of injuries.
Sure.
This is why they've modified the kickoff, which is kind of been a complete disaster. But if your single goal is to not have injuries, it's going to hurt, but so does playing the game of football.
Well, and screw that. I mean, this game at some point, I mean, I've always, you want to make it safer. This play is not dangerous. Find me the player that's gotten hurt severely from this.
That's my
guess. What? Jalen Hurts is a special QB when it comes to doing this. Nobody else can do it, and he can. Josh Allen looks kind of unorthodox and weird doing it. He's probably the next best at doing it, though. This is like taking away when Steph Curry started shooting threes from 40 feet. Honestly, guess what? He can do it. Nobody else can. Right, Jalen Hurts physical strength is unmatched in this league as a QB.
Well, and here's where, you know, Josh Allen, okay, we look at him as a runner, as a physical style quarterback. He could do a lot of things. He can run through a brick wall. It's really hard to do that in this situation. And you talk about the skill that it takes. It's not just the center who's going to start every single play, and especially this one, one-handed. It's also the quarterback that has to stay in there, receive the center quarterback exchange, and then get low and drive.
Your point is it's a skilled play.
Yes, yes. It's a highly skilled play.
And people don't think, they think of big lug-headed offensive linemen, and they don't see any skill behind it. Technique behind it would be another way of looking at it. Tom, I think that's a great comparison. Steph can do it. Not everybody else can. Jalen Hurts can do it. Jordan Love can't. Sorry. John, some people agree with us, but there is some pushback. Some people want to see the Tush Push band, and it's not just the Green Bay Packers. We'll get those ticket texts. You want to call in, 248-539-9797. We've got two Grand Slam coming up at 725. If you missed anything on the show, we open talking Pistons, seven in a row. We mentioned the Wings trade, something bigger coming. Tigers rotation, big Detroit sports storyline. Is Job going to be a starter, given how Mize and Maeda have looked early? If you missed any of it, use the Odyssey app. Go back and listen. 97.1 The Ticket. Use the app for the chance to win the ultimate trip to Vegas, where you could win $20,000. You and three friends stay at Circa Resort and Casino. That's Vegas' premier sports viewing destination. You visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. John, people are arguing the entertainment value, or lack thereof, of this
play. We're going full gladiator. Are you not entertained? Like, really?
That's what people are saying. It's just, it's a boring play.
All right.
It says this is an entertainment product. Sports are meant to be entertaining.
Well, it's very entertaining to me.
This is Sean the Mailman. It's not a football play. It's boring to watch. Get rid of it.
It's not a football play. It might be the most football play.
I don't like having an automatic first down in short yardage situations. It should be banned for entertainment value alone.
Then stop it. And not by rules. Stop it physically.
I want the Tush Push band because it's incredibly boring and frankly not football. We don't need it in the game.
Soft. Soft. That's a soft take. And I say that cautiously because I think being called soft might be the meanest thing you could ever call someone. Those are soft takes.
Your boy Valeni wants it banned too. Are you calling him a whiner?
I'm calling him, yeah, whiner and soft.
Look, if the shoe fits. Ticket texters on the other side of things. To be fair, the Packers have been able to stop the push multiple times the past couple times they played Philly. Then great, then just do more of that. Remember the Packers head coach and the national anthem. It permeates that franchise. Wah, wah, wah. Shane in the car. Says they didn't take away the three-point line when the Splash Brothers were dominating the game because, well, everybody could use the rule. Uh-huh. They just couldn't capitalize. That's what I keep coming back to. When the Packers, who is it, Mark Murphy?
Yes.
He comes out and says, it's a no-skill play and an automatic first down. Then you are the dumbest organization in football for not running it. I mean, there's no other conclusion. If a play requires no skill, you could get any five big uglies and just lean and throw your big, fat, lard bodies behind quarterback.
Whoa, let's be careful.
I'm saying if you believe that, if you think it's just as easy as roll out the ball and you're guaranteed a first down, then we got 31 teams that are full of ignoramuses because it's not. The reality is it's not as easy as you just throw bodies into the line of scrimmage and you're guaranteed a first down. Nobody else can do it the way Philly does. Nobody converts the way Philadelphia does. They have a unique roster construction, big offensive lineman, a quarterback who can squat a million pounds, and they have perfected the technique of the play. John, if everybody was doing it and everybody was getting a first down, then I would listen to the Green Bay Packer proposal.
You know what's really hard to do? If you're 6'7", 363 pounds, and I'm not a huge Mekhi Becton fan, it's really hard to get underneath a 6'2 or 6'3 defensive lineman. Yet, he finds a way to do it. And how does he do that? By making sure that part of the other skill is holding your water, not jumping the count, and because they're going to change up the snap count. We saw it against Washington, right? You got to hold your water. And I've seen Lane Johnson jump off sides and go from third and one to third and six, and all of a sudden, hey, you're out of it.
The only reason you're talking about this is because it's the Packers and you hate them for some weird reason. If it was any other team, this wouldn't be a topic.
Insert any general manager or whatever we're calling Mark Murphy, and all of a sudden, I'm telling you, that's a soft take. Grow a pair and find a way to stop it.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones. KG and Troy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I actually am an Eagles fan, and obviously I love the play, but it's not some totally unstoppable play. We have seen teams stop us in the past, and like you guys said, we've even stopped ourselves in the past, be it call it a false start or whatever. But, you know, I guess people are just mad or want a reason to complain, but if they were able to execute it as well as we were, they probably wouldn't complain, be it the Packers or whoever.
I agree with you. And it may be the most ultimate football play.
Yeah. And there's a lot of variations, you know. It's not always Hurts. Like we've seen in the past when we had DeAndre Swift, we could do a quick handoff to him. We could throw a pass, but we keep it the way we always do it, run it through Hurts, and it works. But, you know, that's all I wanted to say. Outside of that, hey, go Pistons, go Wings, go Tigers, and go Birds. Thank you, guys.
It's an odd
you're
mix.
One off.
That's an odd mix.
Yeah. Three out of four. We got you.
Thank you,
Stoney.
Ticket Texter says, let's ban the fade route. It's not fair for tall receivers to pick on short corners.
Yeah.
Johnny and Wixom.
Let's ban the dunk. Let's go back to those days.
It's not fair. They can jump higher than me.
Yeah.
Raise the rim to 12 feet.
Ban the kneel down. It's not an entertaining play. You guys are having fun on the ticket text with this.
I know. We got one that said it's an illegal formation. No, it's not. And that's why support this staying in the game. As long as you run it from the right formations, what's required to be on the line, the amount of guys, I'm cool with it. That's like because some people want to compare it to the shift. My argument against the shift always is that really baseball never defined formations on defense. And
yeah, but the shift was something that happened on every single play. We're talking about this happening on three or four plays a game.
Oh, I know.
And maximum.
That's why the shift had such an impact.
Yes.
But you were really in what was never intended for the good of the game to be in the right formation defensively. And they had moved it exactly to that, where they required the guy to at least be on his side of the field.
Yeah. Be better on first down. Be better on second down.
Now, how would you feel if somebody kept running this?
That I would be in favor of changing the rule.
Well, wait. Say
if someone ran it every single play.
Because I thought the Eagles could get a first down on four downs by doing it every time.
If they ran 65 plays of 3 yards at a time. Or 2.5 yards at a time.
What did football used to be? 3 yards on a cloud of dust.
I know.
Oh, we just laid it up for them.
Right on a tee.
Boom!
Man ball.
There are better ways to gain first downs. There are better ways and more productive ways on first down.
Okay, but
you could, and then you could set up, hey, we're going to be in this formation, and you're going to load up for Bear, and then all of a sudden, hey, I pull out from the quarterback position and I dump it off to a tight end.
I will, to play devil's advocate here, because I am not in favor of banning it, and I think teams know better than to ever do it every play. Is it a cheat code? Is it a video game cheat code for the Eagles, do you think, to where they could actually do it every single time?
But only because they built their roster in a way where they can take advantage
because
of it.
Because they do something better than anybody else?
Okay, I'm just asking
aside
questions.
From winning
was Calvin Johnson a cheat code?
No.
Look, I kind of feel like he was. You had
See,
to
that's
him.
The thing that I think that people are overlooking here. It's my original point on not to ban is it's Jalen Hurts. He's special at this.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's just like the tall receiver in the corner. His lower leg strength is why this works.
It's part of why it works.
Nobody else can do it, though.
The other reason is their offensive line. They have been coached in such a way, and they have such discipline. I am amazed by the discipline that they run this play with because they don't. Yes, occasionally there's a procedure penalty on one of them. But when you're going from 0 to 100 miles an hour and you are just about to embark on one of the most violent moments of a game, that you can sit there in a stance and hold your water for that split second when Jalen Hurts says, give me the damn ball.
This fires you up.
It does, because you know what? There's not a lot of things that they're trying to take away violence from this game. And this is a violent game. That's why Americans love it. We love our violence in our sports.
Tony on the phones. I'm actually going to go to Tony first because Frank texted in the point. And Tony, I want to reward you for calling in. What's your thought?
Hey there. This is Tony from Clinton Towers here. I was just basically saying this. We might as well ban the quarterback sneak because Tom Brady was so successful at it. Every time it was fourth down and we knew that Tom, fourth and inches, Tom's going to get the ball and he's going to surge ahead and it's the first down. Never heard nobody say it about banning it then because of a formation and it looks good. Defensive coordinators need to do a job and do their homework and figure out, do I need to put different personnel on the line or whatever it is to stop this play? Do I need to bulk up or something like that? And also, you got a quarterback that's running it that, you know, you talk about a guy, what is he squatting, 600 pounds or something like that?
Yeah.
Ridiculous numbers.
It is.
I mean, come on. Look at Jordan Love. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'd be surprised if he could squat 400 pounds, 300. You know what I mean? So maybe you want to get your weight up. And then at the same time, these defensive coordinators need to make sure they go ahead and get that line together and figure out how can we stop it. Because everybody used to try to figure out how to stop Tom Brady for getting a first down. But all of a sudden, you're like, oh, we knew it was a first down. Everybody was watching the game. Okay, it's what it inches. Okay, first down. And we moved on to the next play. So, I mean, it's no difference. Like the guy used to reference, like you used to reference of Steph Curry. You can't stop what somebody has pretty much invented and perfected. And then all you can do is either get in the car or stay on the sideline and watch it happen.
Tony, it's a good phone call. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Let's ban snap counts, too. It's too much of an advantage for the offense. They know when the ball's going to be snapped. How dare they?